Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey guys, now today on Daily Pop, we're gonna talk about, did Kylie Jenner secretly have her baby? We're gonna break down all of the clues. We have been doing some major investigating. We're also gonna talk about Ellen Pompeo. She has a little bit of explaining to do, and Brad Pitt is getting real about his love life. So Justin and Morgan are out. So I am back with super producer Mona Scott Young.
Yay!
Looking all beautiful. And dating coach extraordinaire and author Monique Kelly. All right, it's Ladies Day on here. So good to see you guys again.
Thank you for having me back.
Looking good, ladies.
Oh, you like this? Yes. Well, you might be familiar. Yes, this is my little Nina Parker collection.
Yes.
You were a lifesaver, girl.
I know, Mona just was coming out here from New York. She needed a little bit of help. But
I needed help, and it's comfy, and it's warm, and it's dressy.
Let me move on, girl, before they get mad at me, because I'm plugging again. We're going to talk about Kylie Jenner. Is she pulling a fast one on us? Because we know she is the queen of posting old pictures to throw people off, but you can't get anything past fans. People have been really deep diving about this on TikTok, and people are very convinced that she secretly gave birth to baby number 2. So we are going to break down the clues for everybody so you don't have to do the work, okay? So people think Kylie knew she was pregnant way back in April when she seemed to pretend to take a tequila shot on the Kardashian reunion. So they were saying this was not her. She didn't take the shot. She was pretending to do it. And then that would make her due date if she really took it. Because look, she faked it. That would make her due date now because she didn't really take it. Then there are these photos of her flying, which you're not supposed to do at the end of your pregnancy. And her team made sure to really cover her up in a very unusual way. So people don't know, was this really her? Plus, Travis Barker posted a photo over the holidays that showed a pink baby bottle. And it's the same kind that Stormy used when she was a baby. She clearly wouldn't be using this anymore. So I also saw someone tweet about it who is a very big Kardashian fan. And most of the stuff that he tweets, shout out to Anthony, is correct.
A super fan who knows all of the tea.
He's a super guru. He's also a journalist. Uh-huh. So he also said that he believes that she had the baby. So what are our thoughts here?
I mean, listen, these guys are the masters of strategizing and pre-planning and everything. You know what I'm saying? Is a master manipulation. So I would say yes. Uh-huh. I'm going to say yes, she had the baby.
Yeah.
Yes, it was all kind of mapped out in advance. Mm-hmm. I could absolutely believe that.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I agree with you. Here's the telltale sign. When she was taking the shot, you saw how Chloe looked at her like, you good?
Yeah.
I'm gonna fake it. I was like, oh yeah, she pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And I think it's good that she's keeping it to herself and deciding to announce it when she's ready. They're gonna dictate their own narrative.
And I agree. Like, I hate when people come in my comments for the most innocuous things, telling me, you know what I mean? So I couldn't imagine, like, if this is my child, I'll talk about when I'm ready.
Yeah.
People are gonna speculate because she just has fans all over the place.
Yep.
I couldn't imagine how I would react to people pulling all these little clues from my life.
I mean, that was some deep investigative work,
though.
That was
very deep.
I was just like, wow, we really went in.
People on TikTok, this is now like a TikTok thing where people are going through and posting all of these different clues.
Did she
have
the baby?
People have a lot of time. People are very invested.
But listen, I think it's genius, right? The ability to kind of control the narrative of when you decide you're going to share this with the world. I think it's genius.
And let's not forget, you know, we know Travis is going through a lot of legal woes.
Yes.
So they definitely could be wanting this to be private so they can enjoy this privately because there's a lot of drama on the other side.
And one thing we know about Kris Jenner, we're going to announce it when it's going to be an extravaganza.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Well, they'll tell us when we're ready to find out. We won't find out a moment because we know her friends don't leak her information.
Congratulations on the baby.
Yes! Mona is calling it for everybody.
Auntie is so excited.
Grey's Anatomy is the medical show that will not die, and they just got renewed for the 19th season, and Ellen Pompeo agreed to stick around for another year. So this is kind of a surprise because Ellen has been open about her desire to move on. We even asked her about it when she stopped by Daily Pop before.
Who knows? I don't know.
I can't deal.
I couldn't tell you what's going to happen, really. I mean, I could tell you a little bit of what's going to happen, but I really can't because I'm not supposed to say it.
Okay. So Ellen was more direct with an interviewer in an interview with The Insider. So she said that she was trying to focus on convincing everybody that it should end, but felt like no one cared because the show, excuse me, quote, makes a gazillion dollars. Mm. So at what point do you break away? Listen,
never.
We know that she was making $20 million before the new contract. So it is, I believe it was like something crazy, like per episode.
Ooh.
So it's, you know, who knows?
I mean, there are two trains of thought, right? You're lucky if you get a show that has that long of a run. And so you definitely want to take advantage of it. But I think also if you care about the integrity of the show, when it starts to lose that thing, which sometimes happens after a while, I think you want to go out on a high and you want people to remember it at its best.
Yeah.
So many shows that I'm like, oh God, they jumped the shark.
Yeah.
You know, they should have kind of put this one to bed.
Even though you're sad when they end, some shows, where do you go after like the 10th season?
But I also think there's certain things that should be dinner table talk. Ellen has been talking a little too much, whether it's about Denzel Washington or the show ending. So if you're ready for the show to end, that's a private conversation to have with your cast, with the producer, but let's be classy on our way out.
Yeah, I'm still a little salty about the Denzel conversation.
I'm still mad about that.
I will say, you know, he has recently addressed it and kind of laughed it off, so he obviously isn't sweating it too much. But that was a lot. 19 seasons, so do you think that this will be the last season?
No.
Yeah, hard to say, especially because they turned the cast over, you know? But what I think is tough when you say you're leaving and then you don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's where...
I can't even imagine her now that she's been here for so long. I can't imagine her doing anything else. Mm. So if she did do another show, I'm not quite sure I would watch because I'm just, in my mind, she's always going to be Meredith.
Look at Law & Order. How many seasons are we on with Law & Order?
Right.
And it has not gotten old yet.
Right. So, absolutely. I mean, they could keep going. It could be like General Hospital. It could be like, you know, it's just like a nighttime
soap. It's a modern day. Exactly. Yeah. It's definitely a soap. I agree.
All right. Well, people are going to keep watching, y'all. We know this. So over the weekend, we do know, and we reported yesterday that Bob Saget passed away unexpectedly. Reactions have been pouring in from his family and friends in Hollywood, including Jimmy Kimmel, who opened his show last night with this heartfelt tribute.
If you read anything about Bob online last night, if you saw any of the many thoughts from people who knew him personally, a word that came up a lot was the sweetest. In 2017, after our mutual friend Don Rickles died, Bob and John Stamos, who were beyond friends, they were brothers. They are brothers. They were like this. Bob and John joined me on the show to eulogize Don, to tell stories about him and how much we were going to miss him. We never imagined that 4.5 years later, we'd be talking about... I'm sorry I taped this like 14 times and I just... I want to send love to his daughters, to his wife, Kelly, and to his friends who loved him so much. He was very kind to everyone, and he had no problem telling you that he loved you and what you meant to him.
These are the times when it's really hard to do this job because, I want to cry right now. I was reading tributes last night that made me tear up. So this is, you know, it shows how much his...
It's what we were saying yesterday.
How he affected everyone.
You can tell who a person was mm-hmm. by what the people they left behind.
Right.
And it's yeah. just, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah. yeah. It's heartbreaking to see. And, you know, what I've been seeing, though, is people really pull through with trying to make jokes that they know that he would have loved and really trying to lighten the mood. And I know that that's been appreciated by his family. And speaking of his family, Bob's wife, Kelly, told E! News, "My whole heart, Bob was my absolute everything. I am so completely shattered and in disbelief." John Stamos wrote, "I'm not ready to accept that he's gone. I'm not going to say goodbye yet. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe." And John Mayer said, "I would like you to know that the man you hope was as awesome as you think was way beyond what you could ever imagine." So we are sending love and prayers to his family and mourning right with them. And we'll be right back with more Daily Pop.
Wow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So here is a Hollywood fact. If you're a woman and you hang out with Brad Pitt, people are gonna think that he is your man, all right? So being the Ricardo's actress, Aaliyah Shawkat says that she was been friends with Brad for years and that there were whispers that the two were a couple. And when she told him about the rumors, he said, "I'm sorry, it happens if you hang out with me." So you hang out with Brad, which is fine with me. Let's go to a movie, Brad. Apparently, you are linked to being his woman. How do you guys feel about this?
I feel like if Brad Pitt looked at me, I'd get pregnant.
And that's facts.
And he's not a bad person to be spotted out
right.
with. I'm sure she didn't mind the publicity, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this actually bothers me with Hollywood in general, that if we see people together,
yeah.
we instantly call them boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
Where they could just be on one date, or they could just be friends.
Just be friends.
I have male friends that are just friends.
Right.
Yes. So it is a possibility just to be hanging out, but people want to see Brad with
somebody.
We want
to err on the side of scandal.
Yes. You know? People want to see Brad attached to someone, I feel like.
And he's so discreet with how he does things. I'm sure there is someone he's dating, okay? There's probably a couple people he's dating. We're never going to know until he's ready for us to know.
Absolutely. Who do you think he should date? He's single right now. Who could you see him with?
Who could, you know, Fergie, we were talking about her yesterday.
True.
She's single. I would like that matchup.
Okay, all right. Fergie mm-hmm. and
that
Brad,
would be an interesting one. I agree.
That actually would be cute.
Yeah.
And he's
so.
A fun guy. I know people who have hung out with him. They say he
needs
likes
a little fun
time.
After his last relationship.
speaking of relationships, let's talk about Aisha Curry, because she has a message for the haters. She and her man are solid. So Aisha was showing Seth some love by posting a photo from his GQ spread, and then the trolls descended. Someone commented, "But yet you still want an open relationship." Aisha clapped back, calling the rumors ridiculous, and added, "Don't believe everything you read. Don't disrespect my marriage like that." I'm so confused with why people hear one thing and run with it.
Where did that come from? Did
right.
they ever say
so this,
anything?
This originated from an Instagram page mm-hmm. who just posted what someone sent them in a DM. It
and
wasn't
now it
anything
fact.
It wasn't anything. They never called the Currys for comment. This wasn't a well sought out story. There were no sources. There wasn't even a story associated. It literally was an Instagram page that posted it and said blind item and wrote about them. Nothing ever found it. They just put it up there.
Here's
and
what
ran with it.
Here's what I don't like. Okay, the Currys, I love them. And sometimes people are in happy relationships. It does
Believe
happen.
It
Believe
yeah.
it or not. You
yes.
know, people are like, all that glitters isn't gold. Sometimes it really is gold, and it's okay. So let's support them in their marriage instead of trying to knock them down. And let's say they were in an open marriage, which they clearly are not. Why is it your business and who cares?
And I know she does not even want that rumor out there.
Right.
That's like an open invitation.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
But it also isn't, don't you find it strange that people see something and just go with it as fact. It's very strange to me that somebody can just say something and people just believe it.
Well,
so
it's
quickly.
What we were talking about yesterday with, like, do you allow yourself to get affected by what people
right.
think? Because there is a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah.
And the internet allows this thing to go wide in mm-hmm. a way that people consider it news.
I need y'all it's to like start doing fact checking out there for
yes.
people who are posting this on Instagram. Because you be at your church and somebody starts a random rumor about you, right? And you get so upset. Imagine how it feels to have millions of people
millions
do this.
Of people.
And the fact is if they were in an open relationship, okay. That mm-hmm. doesn't mean that they're unhappy.
Right.
Like, and to me, my parents have been married for over 40 years, and my mother has told me, nobody needs to understand the relationship you're
but
in
you,
except for the two
yes.
people in.
Exactly.
And they don't answer questions. They don't care what people think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a good gospel to go by.
But then you know what's hard? Do you respond to the trolls?
Right.
Because that's one way to put those rumors to rest.
What if somebody said that about you and your husband?
I probably, again, would not care.
You wouldn't care.
Because, again, I am so over allowing my life to be
yes.
dictated and, you know,
Mona
by
is
people
in,
who...
I need people to know this about Mona. She is mm-hmm. in a very healthy marriage, but just
26
two
years.
Of the most secure people.
Yep.
Like, they trust each other just very... Mona's like, okay. Like, she's not threatened. Like, it's just mm-hmm. very easy.
But
you
it
know?
Took work. I want to say that because
yeah.
people think, like, it's supposed to, magically happen. You have to work at it. You have
yeah.
to work at the trust. You have to work at, you know, being in a place
yeah.
where you're happy so that, you know, your happiness doesn't rely on that other person.
I'm waiting for the yeah. relationship book, Mona.
Girl,
I can see that.
We can do it together.
I would love that. Yes.
I'm seeing, we connected all the
yes.
dots here, you guys. All right. So by the way, GQ's global sports issue is featuring Steph, and that is going to be out on January 18th. So make sure that you check it out. All right, you guys, it is only week two of The Bachelor. Only week two. And we have already had a celebrity cameo and a major cliffhanger. So Hillary Duff was the group date host last night. Cassidy got the rose, which was a major upset mm-hmm. for some of the other ladies. But then she was called out, and it may be leading to the surprising Bachelor first.
Cassidy is not entirely the person that you think she is. And she has a friends with benefits that she's had for a long time. And she was FaceTiming him right before she met you.
He FaceTimed me while I was at the hotel, and he was like, well, whatever the show it is you're on, like, I can't wait for you to get back. Let's watch it together.
Having a woman here in the house that potentially has a man on the side, that's pretty unsettling to hear that.
I went ahead and told Clayton with my time with him who you are, because I thought you deserved to know that piece of you, okay?
This certainly is a worst case scenario.
Clayton clearly likes me. What's he gonna do?
A weird question, but has anyone ever taken a rose back before?
Ooh. Oh, chow. Okay, so do you think that Clayton is actually going to take the rose back?
He better not. He is dating on this show how many other women? So he can date multiple people
well,
and she
that's
can't?
That's the premise of the show. And when you come on the show, you're supposed to be single.
She is,
but what
she
I
is single.
About the other girl is not only did she tell on her, she told on herself.
Right.
You know, she was like, and yeah, I did this.
This was mission. But this is my question, though. Friends with benefits is not a man. So,
right.
Like, and I'm of the belief. This is
right.
my belief.
Break
no
it down,
one
Nina.
Is ever really single.
Okay.
I feel like everybody got a little something going on. You got
mm-hmm.
a friends with benefits, you got a little person you text, you got an ex that won't go away. Like, somebody always has something in the air. Anyway, I'm
as
sure
long
he
as
has
you're honest
too.
About it. What is she saying? Is she saying, like, it's only you, I'm only here for you,
right.
there's no one else?
Right.
I think that makes the difference, right?
And here's the thing, too. I agree with that. But when you are single and you are dating, may the best man win.
Mm-hmm.
Until you have
like
a conversation
that.
And saying we monogamously
right,
dating
it.
Only
okay.
each other,
mm-hmm.
then you know what? You're supposed to date just like he dating all these other women on
my
the show.
Only issue is this, and I tell my girlfriends this, these women, you just met them.
Yeah.
These
mm-hmm.
are not people that she's been around for years. These are not coworkers. These are not friends that she's had drinks with.
Yeah.
You just met this girl and you're telling her your business.
That
was the only mistake.
Yeah.
You don't know this girl.
Yep.
And this is actually a competition. Why are you
Why
showing
would
your
you
hand
think
to
that
a
is
stranger?
Not ammunition that
right.
she would
right.
use against
this is
he should absolutely. I mean, do we think he should take the rose back? I
no.
think so.
No.
I think so.
I think she's going to end up being in the final.
You know, because he's going to feel competition.
Men like a little competition, too.
Men love to know that someone else wants you.
Mm-hmm.
Trust to believe that.
Yeah, it's a thing. I don't think he's
going to
take it back.
Or he's going to feel like he's being played on national TV.
If
Let's
he's
see.
Really looking for love, maybe he'll take it back. But I have yeah. a feeling... I feel like a little toxicness in The Bachelor, okay? This girl ain't going nowhere. All right, y'all. Coming up, get ready to laugh because we are going live with actor and TikTok king Leslie Jordan. Okay, anything can happen, so make sure you stick around.
He is so adorable. I love him.
I love Leslie Jordan.
I love his Will and Grace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
How did you know it was my anniversary?
A little birdie told me.
Tweet, tweet.
So, what are you and Oscar gonna do?
Kat seems surprisingly reluctant to mark this momentous occasion.
It's not momentous, it's 4 months.
Yes, the longest relationship you've ever had. There should be fireworks. Banks should close. Drag queens should dress like you.
You know him from Call Me Kat and, of course, all of his viral videos. You guys, please welcome Leslie Jordan to the show. We are so excited to have you. Now, before we get to talking about the show, because we definitely want to do that, we've got to talk about Instagram. I follow you on Instagram, all the tiki-talkies. Like, you are viral all of the time. Are you still shocked about all this love that you're getting?
66 years of age, and all of a sudden, I'm an Instagram maven. How did that happen? You know, I was just home in Tennessee at the beginning of the pandemic, and I remember I was a marketing genius. I didn't even know it because I said, I'm not going to do anything about religion or politics. I'm not going to try to sell anybody anything. I'm just going to give a little dose of funny. And I did 2 posts a day for about 60 days. And all of a sudden, the numbers, people would call and go, you're viral, you're viral. You've gone viral. I said, no, honey, I'm fine. I don't have COVID. They said, no. Viral.
The good kind of viral, the good kind. Now, we love to see it.
Now, Leslie, word on the street is that you like bad boys. Ooh. So who is your celebrity crush? Ooh. What's on your dating profile? I need the tea.
Probably my celebrity crush would be Dylan McDermott, because I've known him ever and ever. And when we used to do American Horror Story, I would get up there and try to flirt and carry on. He'd just ignore me. And so he'd pay more attention to all the girls around there. But anyway, I'd turn cartwheels and spit on the floor and do whatever I could get him. So, yeah, I've had a long history. I don't know why that is. And I don't like, you know, there'll be a million well-behaved boys in the room, and then there's that one acting out, you know, with that motorcycle jacket on. And there's the one for me.
We have a lot in common, Leslie.
We can relate.
I can relate. Speaking of bad boys, let's talk a little bit about you being on CNN's New Year's special with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, because Andy was a bad boy that night.
Drinking that tequila, and you know, I went up early and he was doing those shots. I thought, I want to get out of here before it gets early. No, I'm a recovered alcoholic myself. I've got 25 years. So I know that when you're tossing back that tequila, it can go either way. You know, sometimes it can just go bad like that. But he was just having a good time. Some people gave him a bad time, but he said, I'm not going to apologize. I didn't say anything. I had a good time. And he did. And, you know, I realized I had never seen how awkward. There's something so endearing about Anderson Cooper, because he's just so awkward. I can't explain. he doesn't know what to do with his hands. But when you see him on TV, just from up, he's just, you know, so engaging. Everything. But when it's just him out there,
There's definitely an adorableness about him and the two of them together. But will you join them for next year if they all come back?
Absolutely. I told him we should have a segment called We Three Queens of Orient Are.
Now, Leslie.
And maybe not.
Now, Leslie, Call Me Kat just kicked off its second season. So what can you tease about what's to come?
You know what? There is so much to come. I don't even know where to begin. We rolled through first season, which was, you know, introducing the characters and all of us, you know, getting to know one another on both on screen and off screen, because we none of us knew each other at all. And all of a sudden now we are best friends and we get along so well. And they wrote the first script for us to come back. And I said, boy, that's a winner. You know, where they trotted out kids from Blossom. And it was so cute. And then just every single script, we're like 8 for 8. They just get better and better and better and better. So I think that this is going to really, I think we're going to have a much bigger audience. I think I just have great, I want it to just run forever.
I love the chemistry. I love Kyla on the show with you. So I can't wait to see more of you guys interacting, and all of you, the comedic timing is so amazing.
And she's just precious, Kyla Pratt, everybody on the show. And Swoosie and I, you know, we bonded. I've always been such a huge fan of hers. And Cheyenne Jackson, oh my God, we just sit there and stare at
him. Well, look, we got a lot to stare at, so we are definitely going to be staring with you. I hope that we see a little love interest for you, too. So we are interested to see all of this, and we are so excited and happy that you were able to join us today.
Thank you. Y'all are so much fun. Have me back anytime. I'm certain people say available. Honey, I'm circling the block.
Okay, we have you inside the studio next time. You guys, Call Me Kat airs on Thursdays on Fox. Leslie, thank you so much again. Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, coming up, the star who has removed everything fake from her body. Will more celebs start doing this? Plus, Milo Ventimiglia got a star on the Walk of Fame, and we were there to help him celebrate. That's next. Milo Ventimiglia got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday, and he told us why it's such an honor and what's next for This Is Us and why his wife, or why he is wife sharing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased to welcome Milo Ventimiglia to the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
It's a great honor. I mean, you know, it's to be able to hopefully inspire people moving forward.
Uh-huh.
Whenever they see my name, knowing that just a kid from Orange County who worked pretty hard and loved the arts can also have his name put in concrete for all to see, it's a big honor. It's a big honor because I know that it's not given to a whole lot of people, but there are a lot of people that contribute to it always, so I hope it inspires. My TV wife, Mandy Moore, I am right next to her.
Nice.
We are together forever, which is nice. And then Pee Wee Herman.
Okay.
And then Linda Carter.
Nice.
And then Olga Petrovia.
Okay.
So, yeah, good neighbors. I'm sure people are going to decorate this with a lot of different things. I'm sure shorts to stickers to that which won't be named. But honestly, I hope people come and look at it and are inspired by it, and they go after whatever dream they're going for.
What started out as friendship has grown stronger. I wish I had the strength to let it show.
Next on the show, there's going to be a lot. I think there's going to be a lot of satisfaction just with the way the show is wrapping up, everything that we've been working on. I'm grateful to have gone the distance with 6 years. We all love the show. We enjoy it. We love making it. We love the conversation that it spurns to the audience. I think that's been the biggest positive thing from being a part of This Is Us, is the idea that it's really bringing families and people together.
Milo and I actually have a lot in common. We're both the same height, both have black hair, both have motorcycles that we like to ride together sometimes, and we both have the same TV wife at the same time.
That's a rare thing to see on a television show, so that had to be mentioned. And it's just a running gag about us both having the same wife at the same time and how just kind of weird that is.
This Is Us airs Tuesdays on NBC. Good for him. Okay, guys, we got to talk about Krystal Heffner because she is ditching her sexy image. Mm. So the former playmate and widow of Hugh Heffner says she has removed everything fake from her body and deleted all of her old photos. So she explained, I grew my following during my Playboy years. Certain photos grow fast, grow followings fast. In short, sex sells. I don't know whether I felt empowered by dressing scantily clad, but now I can confidently and 100% proudly say modesty is what empowers me these days. So she is different and a changed woman. How are we feeling about this?
She's older. I mean, that's gonna happen, right? You get older, you feel differently about your body, you feel differently about your sense of confidence and what you need to share with the world. So, I mean, I think that's natural.
Yeah, and I think that I appreciate her transparency.
Yeah.
She's being so raw and so honest.
Absolutely.
And to your point, either you go more modest as you get older, or you like, hey, I'm just gonna show it off.
Exactly.
Either way, if it works for you,
you
go for it.
You get more confident, right? And you realize that you don't need to let it all hang out.
Yep.
Beauty is within.
I think, listen, however you want to dress, I'm fine with it. But I think sometimes you seek validation through the exterior. And so I think some people don't like to dress sexy and they're not seeking validation from anyone but themselves.
Right.
But some people do it because they do want validation. So I think those that kind of figure it out as they get older are like, and also, you know, some people are just like, it's the pandemic, we all want to be comfortable.
And as our bodies change, it doesn't all hold up like it used to.
You don't get what I give.
That's facts. Hey, and whatever works for you, works for you.
But sex definitely sells.
I have noticed a trend of celebrities removing body parts. You know, K. Michelle famously had several reductions from the backside from surgery. So people are actually kind of reversing their surgeries lately. I've noticed that.
A lot of it is for health reasons as well. It's not always just about the looks, right? Like with the women with the chest, the back starts to hurt, the shoulders.
Tell me about it.
You know,
but these are natural. Don't get it twisted.
But then with a lot of these like butt shots and stuff that they did, there's a health risk. And so they need to get that stuff taken out.
Yeah. Right. But I do feel if you want plastic surgery, if it's something that makes you feel good about yourself and you're getting it done for you, go for it.
By
if you want to reverse it, go for it. It's all about, to both your points, whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah, that's what we're about right now in 2022. Yeah. Just feeling good. Okay, you guys, we want you to feel good, so don't go away, all right? Because up next, our new interview with Bella Hadid. She's talking fashion, Victoria's Secret, and she is spending the holidays with Gigi's baby girl. So Bella Hadid is doing big things in 2022. She sat down with Francesca to share an update on her famous family and how her role as the CEO and co-founder of Ken Euphorics is helping her tackle her dry January.
How have you and the fam spent the holidays this year? I know you couldn't get enough of squeezing baby Kai's cheeks.
Oh my gosh, she's the best. I think what's amazing about having a new baby in the family is that she is the center of attention. So we can all just, I think this year, I mean, I did nothing for New Year's. I cooked dinner at home in my pajamas and that was the baseline and I had no FOMO. I felt completely fine within that. And that's how I realized my growth, to be honest, is being able to know that New Year's comes around and I don't need to be out drinking and I don't need to be doing these things because I finally feel okay on the inside.
You're the ultimate fashionista, so what trends are you predicting for 2022?
I'm thinking 2022 is about comfort. So I take my few times a year that I do my red carpets, and that's for my alter ego to come out, for my fashionista to come out. On regular days, I'm giving sporty, I'm giving comfortable.
Recently, we saw that you posted in Victoria's Secret. What is it like working with them now?
Another way that I realized my growth, which was super important for me, was being able to be in a setting that I once felt unempowered and to now feel so empowered and so reassured. I don't know if people understand that just as much as you would feel that it's uncomfortable to be in your underwear shooting a commercial, it is that uncomfortable. So the thing about Victoria's Secret for me now is that they really, really care about us. And instead of it being like, well, what's the vision of what a woman is supposed to be from a man's perspective, which is this and this and makeup done and hair flowing and fire, and it's like, it's just not reality.
And I know you're encouraging this sober lifestyle through Ken Euphorics. So why was this important to you?
And this is my first dry January, which is, you know, super important to me because of the fact that regardless of anything, it's showing myself I have that inner willpower, you know what I mean? Just to know that I can do it. What Kin does is it really calms your nervous system, so that that ritual that we all have, that 5 o'clock happy hour ritual that's been, you know, pushed and ironed into all of our brains, is not something that I think we necessarily need.
Do you always have this confidence?
Honestly, no, and it's funny. It comes and goes. You know, I don't walk around every day being like, oh, I want to take photos of myself and I love me. It took me 25 years to even appreciate myself as a person. I used to feel like no makeup in the world could make me feel good about myself. And I've gotten to the point where I've done so much work, especially in the last 6 months, on my internal, like, my beauty tip is you gotta glow on the inside to glow on the outside.
Mona does not understand the point of a dry January.
But what is a dry January?
And we're trying to explain it to her, but definitely happy for Bella Hadid. Okay, you guys, up next, already dreaming about your summer vacay. How about your spring break? Our travel expert is here with tips on how to go big and save you some serious coins. So don't move. 2022 is all about celebrating the best you. And for some of you, that means getting back into travel. So when you feel safe to do so, of course. Mm-hmm. So joining us to talk about that is the man 10 million people turn to every month for money-saving travel tips at thepointsguide.com. Welcome, Brian Kelly.
Yes.
Hello,
Brian. Brian, Mona is very happy to have you here. She
Listen.
Is the travel person and expert in her family.
And I am so tired of being inside. How soon can we start planning our spring and summer travel, please?
Well, look, you can start planning now. And I firmly believe planning travel is good for mental health, right?
Yes. Yes.
There's a lot going on in the world right now, but just having a trip book can help you get through
these hard times.
That's a good point. It's like a mental getaway before the actual getaway.
I always think to wait, but that's a good idea to plan. And then you have fun things to like make a vision board for.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, but just you can plan now. The airlines have actually made it really easy to change your flight in case things come up. But just remember, those basic economy fares, which are the cheapest, a lot of airlines now won't let you change those ones for free. So when you're booking a ticket, the devil is in the details. So if you see a really cheap airfare, just read through the details and make sure that if you need to change that, you'll be able to. So sometimes it makes sense to pay a little bit more for tickets that give more flexibility.
Okay, we're paying for convenience.
Yes. You know what the hardest thing, though, about booking travel now is kind of the long waits when you call the airline. So online is probably a good place to go, right? To book your travel.
Yeah, book online. But here's the thing. If you want to get through to an airline, I have a hack. You can call the airline's number, say the Mexico number for American Airlines. And all of those agents speak English, so you can kind of cut around the long lines.
Bam, bam,
perfect.
Who knew?
I didn't think to use that.
Exactly.
Love this hack. Oh, you just saved me a whole hour. Okay.
What do you think also?
Mona, because, can I ask some questions?
Well, I just, because I'm trying to get away. I
go
need
ahead,
this information.
We're going to have you play Mona's travel. Go ahead.
Only because my family always gets so pissed at me because I am kind of a last minute travel booker, right? Because what I hate is when you plan too far ahead, or too far ahead, you pay for that ticket, and then like a week before you're supposed to travel, the price is dirt cheap.
Yes.
So what is better,
That's
booking
true.
Far in advance or waiting until the last minute for the best deal possible?
Well, book in advance, because now that airlines have free changes, even if the price drops, you can change for free and they'll give you a voucher for the difference. So even when you book a ticket, keep checking, and if it drops a lot, call the airline and say, I want to change it and rebook at the lower rate.
They have seemed
but
to adjust.
But the issue with waiting...
Okay.
Yeah. So, but also use your frequent flyer miles. I know a lot of people have them. They haven't been traveling. The good thing about frequent flyer miles, when you're using to book a trip, you can get all your miles and points and taxes back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unlike when you pay for a ticket, the airlines may say, we'll let you change or we'll give you this voucher.
Yes.
But, you know, using your points and miles can actually give you a lot more flexibility.
So now that I am going to plan a trip for the summer, where are the best travel deals right now?
You know, it really depends. We're seeing really good airfare to Europe next summer. I know it sounds crazy to think, because the last 2 years, it's been there's so many restrictions, but Europe's going to be hot this summer. And you can put that on record. And right now when you book, because it's Omicron, everyone's so scared. It's like the stock market. Whenever there's fear in the market, that's a good time to book. So look at Europe this summer.
Yep.
And also, if you want a beach vacation, but you know, a lot of people are nervous to leave the country in case you test positive abroad. Well, With Puerto Rico, you can go and you don't have to take that test to get back into the U.S. Oh. because it is a part of the U.S.
So we're seeing great airfares.
This is a question everyone says, is anywhere safe? And look at the numbers in the U.S. I say, get the heck out of the U.S. when you think about the numbers.
Right. But yes. Speaking of COVID, a lot of people don't bother with like that travel insurance, right? Nobody gets that. Mm. Does it even help you if you get COVID? I mean, will it cover your travel?
Most insurance won't. So you've got two options. Cancel for any reason coverage, which will allow you to cancel a trip. Mm. But I just bought a COVAC coverage. It's the only program. It's expensive. It's like $500 depending on the trip. But they will send a private jet, even if you're asymptomatic, to get you home so you don't get stuck abroad. So,
Do you actually have to show a positive test result?
Mona,
to get
this is not a hack for a private jet.
Yeah, you can't just, I know what you're thinking.
I'm just saying.
Mona trying to get a private jet home, child.
Oh my God, this has been amazing. I'm obsessed with you.
Yes, we are going to make sure to follow you on all of your socials. Can you tell people really quickly where to find you?
Yeah, thepointsguy.com and on all social media. And then on Instagram, I'm at Brian Kelly. You can see my travels. I'm headed to Punta Mita, Mexico this weekend.
Of course you are.
I will be tweeting you shortly after this show, okay? I'll be sliding in those DMs to talk about more of this. I'm fascinated, and clearly Mona is too.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so
much. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, after the break, is this dress too sexy to wear to a friend's wedding? Why Kendall Jenner is finally clapping back at all the hate she got? We'll talk about this next. Kendall Jenner is finally talking about that sexy dress that she wore to a friend's wedding back in November. Now, if you remember, she wore this dress that a lot of people were saying was inappropriate. So after a hater called it inappropriate on the bride's Instagram page recently, she finally clapped back and said that she thought that Kendall looked stunning and she loved it. The bride did. Mm-hmm. So Kendall then replied, Obvi asks for your approval in advance to We Love a Beach Wedding. So the bride posted about it. This is why it's coming back, because the bride posted about it. Someone commented, and I guess she was okay with it.
Seriously, what was she gonna say? That dress was completely inappropriate. Right. I wish she hadn't worn. Of course she's gonna say that, but I do think, you know, if it's your friend's wedding, you wanna make sure that you're not upstaging or calling too much attention.
Yeah. It was a lot, and thank God it wasn't white. I mean, I'll give her credit. At least it wasn't a white dress, but it was a little much for a wedding.
It felt a little selfish to me.
It's especially when you look like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like she does look amazing. And it's just like, whether she was okay with the dress or not, it distracted from the day. People weren't talking about the wedding. They were talking about her dress. And in that sense, it felt like, if you know you're going to draw that attention on your friend's day, just let her have
her one day.
Yeah. And also, your general rule of thumb, if you have to call ahead of time and be like, is it okay if I
then
wear
it's
this?
Not okay,
then it's
maybe?
Not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was, you know, she won't be coming to any of our events. Another dress, shall we? That's very famous. Gayle King hit an impressive milestone at CBS News yesterday. She celebrated her 10th anniversary. So happy for her. And even more impressive, she has been rocking the same dress for a decade.
I've aged a little bit, but I always wear this dress every anniversary. And what's funny, James, our wardrobe stylist, says, I don't mean to be disrespectful or insensitive, but are you sure you can still get in that dress? I go, I'm going to try, James.
And you rocking it.
And
you
I'm going to try. Time. I can't breathe, but I'm in the dress.
Looking good in that thing.
We know the feeling, Gayle. Okay? Yes. Do you guys have any clothing superstitions? Or superstitions in general.
Well, I was going to say that the best part about this is that she still fits in the dress, right? Pretty amazing 10 years running. Good for her. But do I have any clothing superstitions?
Or it could be any superstition in general. Do you guys have anything?
Oh, I have tons of superstitions, honey. I'm Haitian.
Quite a few, yeah. I'm like, do we have time? We have another hour for the show.
I definitely have, like, superstitions. So, Mona, when I hosted Love & Hip Hop for you, I would never throw away my binders because I felt like it would introduce me to the next season.
Interesting.
So, I have a stack of, like, my script binders.
I do that
for my TV stuff. Like, I keep, like, my prep materials. I don't know why, but I feel like it just introduces me to my next project.
I like that. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's stuff like walking down the street. I don't like to let other people walk in between. I feel like you're driving a wedge in the relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you know, well, stuff like that. One. Yeah, like people will just be walking and just walk right between two people.
That's a good one.
I'm like, yeah, kind of like don't split the pole.
Don't split the pole. Yeah, I got that too. That, all of that.
You're going to have to tell us about yours off camera. I feel like yours is a little, yours must be a little risque if you don't want to talk about it. We're going to talk about that later. Thank you so much, ladies. This was very fun today. You guys, we're going to be back tomorrow, so make sure you set your DVR. We're going to be with Real Housewives of Miami star Larsa Pippen. We got a lot to talk to her about, and we're also breaking down Julia Fox's connections to the Kardashian family that a lot of people didn't know about. You guys, we're going to have Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30. I'll be there, so make sure you join us, and join us for Daily Pop right here every weekday at 11 a.m. We'll see you soon. We got a lot to talk about tomorrow, so join us. Bye.
This will be good.